The 10-bill package that Governor Newsom signed targets organized crime rings responsible for repeated shoplifting and addresses crimes such as car break-ins and cargo theft. The bills were drafted through a collaborative effort between state and law enforcement officials, along with California workers and retailers. California Assembly member Mark Berman says the teamwork reflects an increasing concern about the sharp rise of retail crime across the state.
We all came together as a team to try to draft thoughtful policies to address the retail theft and crime surge that we have in California. In recent years, the Bay Area has experienced the largest increase in shoplifting rates in California. San Mateo County, which is one of the counties that I represent, saw shoplifting rates increase 53% between 2019 and 2022. But this isn't just happening in the Bay Area. The rise in retail theft and crime is a growing issue throughout California.
Democratic lawmakers hope the new laws will provide voters with an alternative to passing Proposition 36, a tough-on-crime ballot measure, this November. If passed, Prop 36 will increase penalties for certain drug and theft crimes and will roll back elements of Prop 47. That's the measure enacted 10 years ago, which sought to decrease the California prison population by reclassifying some nonviolent crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. California Senator Nancy Skinner says the new bills will tackle the major roots of property crime in the state without undoing the benefits of Prop 47.
What we're talking about is well-organized, large operations, not petty thieves. And in the state Senate, we know that organized retail theft affects every community in California and every kind of business. We know that retail theft has consequences, big and small, physical and financial. And we know we have to take the right steps in order to stop it without returning to the days of mass incarceration.
Democrats are split on Prop 36, and some see this bill package as a way to divert funding from the Yes on 36 campaign. Earlier this year, Governor Newsom tried to introduce a competing ballot measure to Prop 36 that would have addressed some complaints against Prop 47 without scrapping the law entirely. The governor abandoned that effort after receiving pushback from Republicans, law enforcement, and some members of his own party. Newsom is still opposed to Prop 36 and says the ballot measure would return the state to an era of overcrowded prisons full of people charged with low-level crimes and those suffering from untreated behavioral health issues.
Prop 36 takes us back to the 1980s, the war on drugs, mass incarceration. It promotes a promise that can't be delivered. That initiative has nothing to do with retail theft. I would ask those that support it, particularly mayors, where are the treatment slots? Where are the beds? There are 22 counties in the state of California. This is not a local initiative, Prop 36. It's a statewide initiative. 22 counties don't have one residential treatment facility.
Governor Newsom says this new slate of bills will address the needs of retailers and consumers that were not specified in existing laws like Prop 47. He says California is setting a nationwide precedent by signing these bills into law.
California has been providing, despite what I read and hear often, a national model in this space in terms of actually trying to address these issues that are universal all across the United States of America. You wouldn't know that based upon some commentary. You'd think they were unique here. What is, though, unique here, I think, is the approach we're taking to get serious about these issues.
Since 2019, the state of California has invested $1.1 billion towards resources targeting retail theft. Governor Newsom says signing these bills is the beginning of a process, and they are working on more bills to address specific issues related to retail theft. I'm Chloe Behrens, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.